Ray's telling me a story. I really don't have time for you right now, Bob.
Is it a good story? Can we all hear the story?
What was the big mistake you made 1 year, Ray Kaplan?
Well, I was watching too much, way too much of the Food Network, and so I decided on 6 or 7 different side dishes for Thanksgiving.
Here's a tip. Do not get too ambitious at Thanksgiving. Your witness.
The prep work involved that they don't show on the Food Network. They only show after everything's been prepped. It was enormous, and I was washing and peeling potatoes for about 3 hours before I could even start to actually make these side dishes. So yeah, don't
on
get
Thanksgiving
too crazy.
Day, this.
It was actually the day before.
Oh well, at least you had that.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I think a watchword around our house has become edit.
Yes.
And good then word. You just got to say, "I'm sorry, we're not going to do the cream of mushroom bean dish,
right?
Or the 7-layer Jell-O salad." Or the Waldorf salad. Do you not have a Jell-O salad that went 7 layers at Thanksgiving?
No, I started making a cream cheese pumpkin salted caramel cheesecake that was so delicious. And it's actually really easy to make. I found that one on the Food Network too. And so I always make that one just because it's super easy and fast.
Not why we invited you here. Ray Kaplan is in our studio, the debt relief attorney at Kaplan Law. Okay, so with the new administration, a lot of potential for change. So if you have borrowed money for school, what's the status of your forgiveness? The answer is coming up. Ray Kaplan's in our studio, the debt relief attorney with the Kaplan Law Firm. You hear her talk frequently on this station about student debt. What's new with the new administration?
Well, there's a lot that could happen with student loans. I think it's going to be a really interesting time over the next few months. So first thing I want to tell borrowers is if you are pursuing loan forgiveness and you were pursuing loan forgiveness on your federal loans before the election, you should still be pursuing loan forgiveness after the election. So I've seen a lot of clickbait out there with articles about the Trump administration is going to get rid of the Department of Education, or there's going to be no more loan forgiveness. And I want to kind of ameliorate people's fears about that because, number one, the forgiveness sections of the law are written into the statute, and Republicans would need a filibuster-proof majority in the Senate to make any big changes. So income-based repayment and public service loan forgiveness are safe. They're not going anywhere. There's no political will to do that, and there's definitely no 60 votes in the Senate.
Okay, and those are the programs you've talked about many times on this show.
Right, those are the major loan forgiveness sections.
So if you are on one of those, as so many of our listeners now are, these wonderful stories where you forgive
hundreds of thousands, yeah.
Those programs are still in place.
Those will always be in place, in my view.
And if I may ask, though, but a lot of people are then on a payment program. It's not like they've gotten a blank check and it's written everything off. They're still making or about to make monthly payments under the aegis of that.
Oh, yes.
And those payment programs are still in place, too.
You got to make payments for 10 years while working in the public sector. Okay. So what could happen is the PSLF might get tightened up a little bit. They might make some little changes around the borders of the
PSLF, personal.
Oh, so public service loan forgiveness. So that's the one that applies to teachers, professors, nurses, doctors, things like that. If you work any or government worker. So if you work in the public sector, the nice thing is that you can pay back on your loans, but you get a tremendous amount of forgiveness because you work in the public sector.
Okay, then but is something in jeopardy here? Is there something that one might be a little more worried about?
Well, yeah. So
there is an answer to that?
Yes.
And it's a yes?
Yes.
In a minute. Ray Kaplan is here. Ray Kaplan's in our studio, the debt relief attorney, who has said to us, and she specializes in student debt, that the government programs that are in place to forgive debt or structure payment plans so you have lower payments are in place and almost certainly won't change with a new administration.
Right. So there are some things that will change. So some of the stuff that was rolled out under the Biden administration, which I really liked, it was great because it would lower everybody's monthly payment by about 50%. And there was a an interest subsidy. So if you were making payments that didn't cover your interest, the government would cover the interest accruing on your loans, which was great. But ultimately, I think that plan is going to get shot down by the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals. They're deciding a case right now on whether or not those SAVE regulations are constitutional.
That's the SAVE program.
Right, SAVE. And that is likely going to go away. So we always talk about on the show, okay, public service loan forgiveness, and you can be in a save payment plan or an income-based payment plan. So what they did is all the people already enrolled in save, about 8 million people, they put them into forbearance. Forbearance doesn't count towards loan forgiveness. So if you're pursuing loan forgiveness and you're stuck in that save forbearance, you don't want to be there anymore. You want to switch out and go into an income-based repayment plan.
I thought that forbearance, those months counted towards your student loan forgiveness.
Not anymore. So that was the case, and now it's not the case anymore going forward. So now these months going forward will not count. So there are a lot of people out there kind of just sitting in that forbearance limbo, and they really should be switching out into an IBR.
Right. That SAFE program that you say is in jeopardy pending this Eighth Circuit Court ruling, is the program I think most of our listeners advocate for.
Yep.
Make payments, but just pay on the principal.
Right.
Pay down the principal, and then you're out of jail.
Right, exactly. And so now that program is probably going to be toast. I really think the Eighth Circuit's going to...
Why?
The argument is that it was unconstitutional and that, in other words, it should have gone through Congress, the Senate, and then been signed into law, that it shouldn't have been done by an executive order.
Well, was there a court case in Missouri, and in that case they said that some people are the beneficiaries of this, others are not, therefore it's not equal treatment? Was that part of the argument?
That is part of the argument, right, why it shouldn't be allowed.
But they didn't have standing, did they? Wasn't that also part of the argument or the issue?
Yes, but now this case, they do have standing. It actually was brought by Mohila, which is like a quasi-government, quasi-private entity that services loans. It services a lot of our clients' student loans. And so the servicers are not great in this instance, because what they did is they put everybody into forbearance. The Department of Ed put everybody into forbearance, and they stopped processing income-based repayment plan applications. I know a lot of our clients we get a lot of phone calls all the time. What's happening with my IBR application? It's not being processed. The Department of Ed just stopped processing, I think, illegally IBR applications. And now they have started processing again.
Yeah.
Yes, that income-based payment plans. And so everybody was just stuck in limbo. They have recently started, but now they have this huge backlog of applications to get through. So it's just going to take some time. It's probably going to take a few months. I do think it will get sorted out. But if you are unsure, what you can do is, obviously, we can help you, financialrelief.com or raykaplan.com, or you can go to studentaid.gov. That's the site run by the Department of Ed. And you can check out on the right-hand side of the screen at the bottom, it'll say PSLF progress. So if you're one of these people who's tracking how close am I to getting my loans forgiven, it'll tell you on there. What's not up there yet is how close you are for private sector loan forgiveness, because there's also private sector loan forgiveness, longer term, but they do have it.
20 years instead of 10?
Yes, 20 years instead of 10.
Just one last thing. If I am going to start borrowing money for college for somebody, have any of those strategies changed? In whose name? How much? Do I do it from the government or private?
I still really like federal student loans because, again, the major programs that we proceed under and that we advise clients to take advantage of are the law. They're written into the law and they're protected. They need that they're in that filibuster proof majority that they would need to overturn it.
And are those the ones? Right. You just answered the question I'm starting to ask. That is, those likely won't be in jeopardy.
Those will not.
847 has texted in to say, I'm a nurse and I've been working with Ray for years for loan forgiveness. My loan payments were put on hold because the Department of Student Aid is transitioning plans. I only have 4 payments left in order to complete 10 years,
right,
but have not been able to make a payment since April. When will this transition be completed? I want to be done with this.
Yeah, I completely understand. I hear that all the time from clients. What I think we're going to want to look at is there's a new provision called the PSLF buyback. So for people who reach those 10 years, but for some of those months they were in forbearance because of this or something else, you can kind of redeem those months by making a payment that would cover those 4 months under an income-based payment plan. And then we can submit that application, then submit the PSLF application, and then get your loans forgiven. And it's a tax-free forgiveness, which is really nice, too.
That is, the income essentially that you're getting to pay off the loan doesn't count as income.
Exactly.
On your taxes.
Right.
Here's a question for Ray Kaplan. I'm a 78-year-old with a 20-year-old loan. Okay. But think about that sentence. A 78-year-old with a 20-year-old loan. I was told that this loan would be automatically forgiven in October of this year and that I need not do anything to get that done. I'm in forbearance. Will this loan be forgiven?
So a couple things we want to look at. If that is that caller's own loan, not a loan that they took out for their kids, like a Parent Plus loan, because for Parent Plus loans, it's 25 years. If it's your own loan, I know, if it's your own loan, it's 20 years.
It's amazing to me that, so the short answer to this question is, will this loan be forgiven?
It depends. And they can give us a call and we can help them track when exactly it is going to be forgiven, because that is a little bit of a complex answer.
Fair enough, Ray. But if I get to be king, and you have made payments on schedule for 25 years, then the balance should be forgiven. And I would say even less than 25 years. Come up with a, put it this way, however much money you borrow with a nominal amount of interest,
mm-hmm.
should be the total debt. Not these preposterous things where you borrowed $50,000, you've been paying 18 years, and now you owe $60,000.
Right.
I mean, I just made those numbers up.
That does happen, though. Or you borrow $50,000, but you wind up paying back $80,000, and you still have a balance, and you get taxed on the amount forgiven. So a lot of that stuff is unfair, and a lot of it is because the servicers give people incorrect information.
Hmm. Okay. Ray Kaplan is at the Kaplan Law Firm. They're in Chicago. Her website, you heard a minute ago, is financialrelief.com. And the number is 312-294-8989. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
That dessert you're making sounds pretty good.
It is pretty good. Definitely not carb-free, but it is worth it.
Well, speaking of experts like yourself, Dawn Jackson Blattner, who is the nutritionist and dietitian that comes on with us and always makes us feel good about the food we eat. She says, look, 365 days a year, three meals a day, it's 1,095 meals.
Right.
Even if you're eating healthy. Don't be stupid on Thursday, but don't beat yourself up either. If you eat 1,100 meals this year and one of them you weren't perfect, you're going to be okay.
Right. This is the one to break the rules for.
Yeah.